And apologies for the difficulties with our line to Professor Leila Patel, but she is back on the line to us now. Prof, thank you very much. We did have to keep trying for a while, but I'm glad we've got you back on. And of course, we were talking about this important issue of youth unemployment. Now, Prof, we know that government has launched several programs to help young people access work opportunities, but are those actually working?
The new proposals put forward by the President, yes, the tax incentive scheme certainly is working, although some of the evidence is mixed. I think those people who claim those benefits, they don't reach, you know, the small businesses. So that could certainly be extended to small businesses who are struggling to access it. The youth service internship that's now been proposed, I think we would need to see how those proposals, the details of those proposals, to make an assessment of whether it can work. But those are some of the strategies that many countries do use to address high youth unemployment.
Prof, we know many companies are simply turning young job seekers away. Why do they see them as being unemployable?
Well, it's often argued that that there's a bias towards younger work seekers because employers have to train them. There's a huge cost in hiring them, training them, getting them up to speed. But a lot of programs in South Africa, our research is focused on evaluating youth unemployment programs across government, NGOs and the private sector. And there we see that that they are placed, that they empowered with knowledge and skills to enter the labour market, but they also have faced other challenges. So the cost of work seeking is one of the major barriers that young people have cited in our interviews, and we are tracking a group of just under 2,000 young people we've tracked now over 4 years.
We don't often look at the pressure that's placed on family relationships when you have a young person at home who may have studied but who can't find work. What is the reality of that like?
Well, look, the research that we've done highlighted the high cost of work seeking. And I was telling you earlier on before when I was on the line that the cost for young per person to look for work is 938 Rand a month. That includes transport costs, additional costs for printing, internet access, data costs, application fees, and even bribes. What we see is that these young people live in food insecure households, so 50% of them come from chronically poor households. Now, when you are spending 938 Rand a month looking for work, and the poverty line is 531 Rand per person per month, then we see the difficult choices that young people and their families have to make. Who can go out and look for work, and who is going to eat, or, you know, have, or where you'll have limited resources to meet basic necessities. So they're really difficult trade-offs that cause a lot of tension in families, and where young people feel that they are a burden to their families. So these are, support for young people in job seeking, work seeking, writing of CVs, developing more effective work search strategies would also go a long way in addressing the problem.
Thank you so much for your expertise and for speaking to us about this important research that has been done. Professor of Social Development Studies at UJ, Leila Patel.